Hello, I'm Macy Bingman, your host for the Eagle Eye Perspective, Dare to Thrive. In this episode, we're immersing ourselves in the world of business and franchising with a seasoned industry leader. Join us for an insightful conversation filled with expertise strategies and invaluable insights. Our main goal with this podcast is to inspire you to reach beyond your comfort limits and achieve your business goals. Let's evaluate our understanding of thriving in the business world together. I'm excited to take this journey with you.
This week, we have special guest Ryan Bingman, MBA, with us, and he's here to tell us a little bit about his experience, not only in the franchise industry, but as the business development industry as well. Ryan, welcome, welcome. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
Thank you, Macy, for inviting me. It's a pleasure that I have today to speak with Eagle Eye Brokers and all their followers, as well as those potential entrepreneurs out there looking to grow and stretch their comfort zones in 2024. I wanted to start off by just giving my background. I started my career in the United States Air Force. Then I went through Coca-Cola Enterprises for 8 years. After that, I worked for Stanley Black & Decker in their Mack Tools division for 7 years. And the last 14 years, I've been with Snap-on Tools. And I decided to retire from the mobile tool industry and franchising, and I moved into the medical field. And now I work with the Ohio State University as Director of Business Development, where I am so excited about our potential to help cancer patients and come up with some diagnosis for them and some treatment plans to help cure cancer. So I'm very excited about the opportunity I currently have. And I definitely stretched my comfort zone leaving the automotive repair business and industry into the medical field. And it's been a wonderful ride here so far. I've been at Ohio State now for the last year. So thank you for having me on.
Wow, Ryan, that's awesome just to hear your extensive background, not only in the franchise mobile tool industry, but now into the medical field, which Who would have thought moving from Snap-on Tools now to the Ohio State University? Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow,
yeah.
No one would have thought that. Yeah. I do know from previous conversations, as well as full disclosure, Ryan is my father and the founder CEO of Eagle Eye Brokers, if you've been following along with our updates. Ryan, along with Eagle Eye, you also help own and operate two other businesses. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So I've always had a philosophy from a very young age. I started working at a funeral home when I was 8 years old. I put in 20 to 30 hours a week and during school, as well as going to school and playing basketball in Gorham-Fayette High School. And then in the summer, I worked 40 to 70 hours a week, not just at the funeral home, but then working on the farm, baling hay and baling straw. And my principles in life are founded on, you know, hard work. There's no replacement for hard work. And I also feel that there should be every entrepreneur that wants to succeed in life and retire and have the environment of living and the social life that they want to continue as if they were full-time employed. I really feel, Macy, that, you know, one should think about having multiple forms of revenue. My goal is to get to 7 forms of revenue. And yes, I own a medical spa in New Albany, Ohio. We've owned that since 2011. It's a fantastic opportunity for my wife, as well as myself, to really help patients better understand, you know, what they can do and with their looks without distorting themselves. We don't get into the distortion, we get into enhancing. And more importantly, you know, it's not uncommon for my wife, Kira, to identify some things on a patient's faces that need a second opinion as it relates to, you know, potentially some cancer cells on the skin. And she's done a fantastic job at identifying those as well. So it's not just, you know, the Botox, the fillers, the facials, but it's really standing for the success and for the patient care of each and every one of our customers. We also own a company called CBB Holdings. What that is we purchase properties. We restore them to their natural beauty. We like to focus on older homes and then we turn around and we sell them. And we've been doing that now for 3 years. So if, I said to myself, what else can we get into? And now what we're doing is we're taking my experience, my wife's experience, my daughter's experience, Macy Bingman, as you see here, and we purchased and we own and operate Eagle Eye Brokers. And what we're doing is we're really trying to enhance the professional, career-driven entrepreneurs' success rate, whether that is for them to work with them to move into a bigger position, understand who they are as a person, the values that they bring, what companies they would best fit with. Or there's some folks that want to have some passive income. So they want to start a business and they want to do franchising. And then there's that other group of people that they just want to own and operate a franchise, and they want to build that franchise, and they want to have multiple franchises within a certain segment that they feel the most comfortable with. And we have programs at Eagle Eye Brokers that help each and every one of these folks better understand who they are, where they will fit in the entrepreneurial world, to have the greatest success. So it's just rewarding that I've been able to take my lessons in life and pass those learnings on, not just to my family, but to other franchise operators and those that are looking to grow their entrepreneurial wealth. So we can take this time, we can mentor folks, we can coach folks, we can do business review with folks, as well as help them to their next journey in the evolution of ultimately being a business owner and having that wealth security that they're looking for.
That's awesome and great. And I love that we were able to start Eagle Eye together and be able to grow to what it is today and what our new goals and values that we have in 2024 and where we're going to be taking this business. It's very exciting for us. When we did start this business, full disclosure, it was more so focused on that franchising and helping individuals become franchise owners. And as the year went on and challenges arose, and what we found is we don't want to focus just on franchising. We don't want to be just adverse to one broad spectrum in the business industry. We want to make sure we are touching on different key points for each individual, because not every person that wants to be a business owner is in that stage of their life, unfortunately. So it's our job and responsibility to help get them to that stage, to eventually get them to where they can retire at 47 and be able to have that wealth with their family. And by wealth, I mean time. Time is the greatest form of wealth that we have. And the more time that we can get with our families through business opportunities, I feel the better. Ryan, I did want to hit on a couple different of those service programs that Eagle Eye offers, the first one being in that professional development side. I know we're launching a couple different programs, such as our professional development packages, the Starter, Super Pro, and Premium. Can you hit a little bit on what those packages offer and why they could be of value to someone either in a career transition or looking for a career transition?
It's a great question. And yes, we are excited that Eagle Eye to launch a few different business professional opportunities that we can help folks with. And the reason we did this, through my experience in my career, I've interviewed many, many folks for different positions. And we really, when we're interviewing, when I'm interviewing someone as the interviewer versus the interviewer, we want to make sure that I feel we understand who we are. And that is one of the questions I always ask someone at, who are you? Seems pretty easy, right? Well, here I am, Ryan Bingman. What we're really asking, what an interviewer is really asking, is what do you stand for? What type of person are you? If I take you and I hire you and I or I promote you and I put you in charge of leading a team, what is the likelihood that that team will be successful? What type of values do you bring? What are your priorities in life? And through some of these professional services that we offer, we really help through different types of questions and calculations that are proprietary. We will help each professional truly understand what their strengths, their weaknesses, what they truly value, and what type of organization they would fit best with. A lot of experience tells me that individuals will apply for a job based on the dollar figure that is in the job description. How much money can I make versus how much money am I currently making? And that, to me, in my firsthand experience, is a significant mistake. When I sat back, and Macy, you said it earlier, I was in the automotive industry and I had wealth, I made money, I helped franchises be successful. However, I truly was still always searching for what meant a lot to me. So I worked with some folks, a professional coach, and I truly started to understand my values, my vision, and what my purpose in life is. And that's why I made the significant transition from the automotive world to the healthcare world. I truly want to help people be successful. I want to help people who are in need. There are patients that are in need. There are patients that are waiting on a diagnosis. And I want to take my business and entrepreneurial experience combined with technology and shorten that gap from the time a biopsy is created to a time of diagnosis. I want to shorten that gap. And I have the experience to do that. That is my story. Those are the things that I thought to myself and said, how can I better me? How can I make myself better? And through this process that we created, Macy, at Eagle Eye Brokers, I have emulated my steps through career transition. And it's been so rewarding for me. My stress level is down. My revenue that I bring in from the organization is not as great, but it's not significantly less. And what it allows me to do is to help mentor my other businesses. So now I have a better quality of life, overall quality of life. And when you look at the revenue that I generate as an individual with my other businesses, as well as my opportunity, my directorship at The Ohio State University, it's significantly greater than I ever would if I would have stayed in the automotive industry. And the stress level is down because I'm doing what I like. I'm doing what my mind says, this is what I was made to do, helping people. And it's exciting. I get up every day, 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30, and I'm ready to go. So prioritizing my day is pretty significant for me. And when I look at this, these three different opportunities, Macy, that you had mentioned, prioritizing your day is significantly impact in each one of those, because a lot of folks, they'll ask me, how in the world do you get so much done? So there's 24 hours in a day, I sleep 7 hours a day. So that gives me plenty of time to do the things that I need to do if you're organized and you're efficient. And those are some of the things that Eagle Eye Brokers will help each and every one of you out there to do.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you, Ryan, for giving us a little bit of insight into that service. A question I thought of while you were telling us a little bit about that is, knowing about your background, growing up around you, you're pretty risky person. You enjoy taking risks and enduring those risks and seeing the rewards that come out of that. There are a lot of people that are risk adverse. When you talk about starting a business, you're like, no problem. How much do you need? We'll start it tomorrow. That's no problem to me. To someone who might be more risk adverse or not, I guess, need more of the numbers, need more of that assurance, what would your advice to them be?
So by definition, being an entrepreneur, you are taking a risk. If you want to solely own a business or two businesses or three businesses, don't count on medical care coverage, dental coverage, insurance coverage. That's what an entrepreneur does. And in life, there's risk. you sign with an organization to be sales manager. Nothing says that that sales manager position will be there in a year or 6 months. So whatever you do, there are going to be risks and that wants to grow in their current profession or grow into business ownership. We want to help them understand the risks and help them navigate through those tough questions of how do I get the financing? What's going to happen with my initial investment? How do I maximize my return on investment? And these are all things that Eagle Eye brokers have perfected. And we want to, our main objective is to understand who you are, what makes you tick, what is your purpose in life, what are your values. And when we do that, Macy, for all the folks out there, then we can combine all their natural abilities and say, this is potentially the best path. This is the second best path for you to take. And in some cases, it may be, hey, you're not ready for business ownership. We want to help you get to the opportunity of owning a business. That's why Eagle Eye Brokers has diversified, so that we can help mentor folks into that ultimate business ownership. And some folks are ready for business ownership. You might be an executive at an executive level and you want some passive income. Well, it's not just as easy as saying, hey, I'm going to go buy this business. We want to make sure, again, that you, even though you understand financial statements, these type of people understand return on investment. Believe me when I say this. Those folks in those executive roles, in some cases, don't understand who they are. They don't understand who their purpose is. And that's what Eagle Eye Brokers does. We get to the heart of what makes them tick, what makes them get up in the morning, and what are their interests. Because if we don't satisfy us as human beings, we can never satisfy anyone else. So that's one of the biggest opportunities that people face in life is, do I stay at my current job being miserable, or do I go out and look for a job? It takes courage to do that. Do I continue to do what I'm doing, or do I go into business ownership? That takes courage, and it's all stressful, and it's all scary, and it's all every day. I'm looking at, man alive, what can I do differently to get a better result tomorrow? Because it is scary, and it does take a lot of courage. And what I've learned in life is the foundation for results is relationships. And these are things that we focus on at Eagle Eye Brokers to help each and every one of our potential clients grow to obtain the wealth and the purpose that they've desired for a long time.
Couldn't have said it any better myself, Ryan. I really like how you touched on the point of you're signing a contract for a sales manager position, but you don't know if that's going to be there in the next year. I mean, I know countless people that have lost their jobs just due to a company reorganization where their job doesn't exist anymore. So their loyal corporate company that they've been with for 10 plus years says, all right, here's your severance package.
It happens every day. It happens every day.
Every day, and it is absolutely insane. I was recently at the FBA conference, which FBA is Franchise Brokers Association, the association that Eagle Eye Brokers is a part of, and I was able to talk with a lot of different brokers and what got them started. And a lot of these brokers got started because they were part of a corporate job and lost that position because of a company reorganization. It was astonishing to see everybody coming from different backgrounds into business ownership and entrepreneurship when you never would have thought that's where they were going to come from where they were.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, I wanted to take control of my future, not just for myself, but for my family. And in order for me to do the things I want to do in life and the life I want my family to live and to mentor underneath me, I had to make some tough decisions. It was easy staying in my comfort zone. I could have stayed in my comfort zone and been for the next 20 years, I could have stayed in my comfort zone. However, I decided to break out of my comfort zone, stretch my comfort zone, and give myself some new goals and targets. And it's been so rewarding for me. But taking that initial step sometimes takes a lot of courage, or it does take a lot of courage. And sometimes you need a little bit of a push. And that's where Eagle Eye Brokers really helps you as a potential candidate, a potential client, understand those risks and helps navigate with you through the treacherous waters that may or may not present itself in the near future.
Absolutely, Ryan. There was a story that I always love when you tell it, because you tell it with such passion, because you were absolutely just astounded by the answer that was given. But it was with my significant other at a party. You asked him, what's your goal in 5 years? What's your monetary goal value in 5 years? I want you to touch on that a little bit and tell our viewers about that situation and how you helped that person really grow to where he is today.
Yeah. So this particular individual graduated summa cum laude, the Ohio State University, engineering, mechanical engineering, nuclear engineering. Very talented person, understands numbers and calculations and formulas, hand writes them all. He gets it. This is a true person that his purpose in life is numbers, and he's very good at numbers. And one day I was talking to him and I asked him, I said, why is it that you handwrite all your formulas down? He says, because calculators have been known to be wrong. And I mind banked that. And later on in the year, we were having a conversation. And I said, now that you've graduated, what are some of your goals? And he told me, he's 24, and he told me what his goals were, both socially, personally, and financially. And I just challenged him. I just said, so by the time you're 30 in 6 years, this is the financial goals that you have. Is that correct? He says, yeah, I think that's very realistic. And I looked him in the eye and I said, tell me again your background. Tell me what your experience is. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, give me your resume. Please tell me your resume. And he told me all the things I just shared with the folks here. And I said, I think. In my mind, you have some skinny goals. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, that's what you want to do in the next 6 years? I said, how about the next 6 months? Why don't you challenge yourself to do that in the next 6 months? And a light bulb went off. And I'm proud to say that from that conversation to 3 months after that, he started a new position. He's at his goal that he was going to be at. In 6 years, he did it within 6 months. So sometimes we get stuck in our own routine. We get stuck in our comfort zone because it's easy to get stuck in our comfort zone because it's natural. Nobody's pushing. I feel good. I go to work. I come home. I feel good. I'm comfort. Americans are designed to be comfortable. And when you are challenged, and then you challenge yourself and you go out there and you put your mind to it, the human mind is the most powerful machine on earth. You put your mind to it, anything can happen. And this individual, Macy, is a prime success story of that. He went from 6 years to less than 6 months. He hit his financial goal, and now he's ready to do some more things, and business ownership is in his near future.
Yes, absolutely. And that is just one of many successful stories that we have here at Eagle Eye Brokers. And I just want to really touch and hit on the point that we are here as a partnership. We are not here to take your money. We're not here to meet revenue goals. Yes, we set goals for ourselves. We set business goals, but those aren't monetary. They are not monetary because that's not how we define Eagle Eye Brokers. We define Eagle Eye Brokers by the success of our clients, the success of our business partners. And I did want to also touch on our business partners a little bit here. We'll be having a couple more episodes introducing them, but we do have some funding partners, CPA partners, law firm partners, as well as franchisor partners here at Eagle Eye to help you and your family hit those goals and successful wealth that we've been hitting on in this entire episode. Ryan, I wanted to hit on a couple more things here before I let you go. In the terms of franchising now, I wanted to dive into that aspect a little bit more. We've hit on the personal development and individual growth. Now let's dive into the franchise industry. A question I have for you that people ask me all the time, all the time. Why would I start a franchise when I can just do my own cleaning business? I can make my own bakery. Why would I want to do a franchise and spend that money when I can do it on my own for half the price?
Yeah. That's a great question, Macy. And that does come up quite a bit. And I will tell you from firsthand experience, I'll just talk from firsthand experience because
Absolutely.
that's the way I like to do things. I don't like to give scenarios. I like to talk the truth and what really happens. So in 2011, I had an opportunity to start a franchise medical spa. I could have done it. And I was the person that said, you know what? I can do it better and I can do it for a lower cost than I would be able to if I purchased a franchise. This is real. So into it, I learned very quickly that by the time I purchased my own customer relationship management system, by the time I secured my IT folks for security purposes, by the time I did my build out, by the time I purchased all my inventory, equipment, machines, by the time I looked at all my financial calculations to keep them in there for my taxes to be correct, by the time I hired a marketing manager and did a website, created my own website, and by the time I did my own promotional marketing, I very quickly realized that I might have been able to be a little less stressed and be a little further ahead, in this case, a lot further ahead, if I would have just did franchising, because the franchisor gives you the marketing support. They give you analysis in the market, and they help you with other like-minded people that you can share ideas and best practices with to become successful. And here's the biggest piece that I missed in 2011. But you always say to yourself, if I would have known then what I know now, man, I'd be so much better off. Now that we're getting a little further into our careers, if you will, aging, my wife and I, we've decided that maybe we want to sell the business. That's interesting.
How's
If we
that
would have had a franchise business, if we would have had a franchise business to move on from our franchise, would have been a lot easier to sell that franchise than it is selling an independent business. What we find is the people that are looking at purchasing our business say, well, all we're doing is buying a book of business, and all the clients have relationships with your wife. So we feel we would struggle if it was a franchise, takes on a whole new meaning. And the franchisor, in many cases, help you sell your business because they want that franchise to be continue to be successful. So yes, it may seem like a lot less to engage and start your own business independently versus a franchise. However, my firsthand experience tells me that not only did it cost more to enter into the business, it's going to cost me more to get out of the business. So my entry price and my exit price are significantly greater than what it would be if I would have had a franchise from the very beginning.
Wow, that is, and coming from the personal side of it, I am also very involved in the medical spa business. So hearing that side of it really hits home into how it might be hard to help my mom and your wife get out of her business when she does eventually want to retire. And that a franchise may be able to help her a little bit more. Ryan, so you hit earlier on your work with Snap-on and helping a lot of those franchisees develop into who they are and how you helped their franchises develop. Can you hit on some key industry structures that helped you to get those?
Yeah, so as a franchise, I represented the franchisor. So as a franchisor representative, my loyalty and what I got up in the morning for every day was to help the franchisees be successful. And when you purchase a franchise, they have the catalog. They have, hey, do this, this will happen. Do this will happen. Use this software, use these promotions. These are the time of year that you want to, focus on these products or them those products. And that's fine. That's the franchise side of it. How, and not all, even though every single person has the same opportunity with a franchise to be a franchise owner, when they become a franchise owner, they have the same opportunity for success. That's what makes it a franchise. Not all of them will have the same success because there's a lot of internal things in our minds that we have to overcome. And the most successful folks that I worked with, I would have conversations with them as it relates to what are your values? Where do you want to be in 5 years? How are you going to get there? When are you going to start? And they would always tell me things about, well, I think I can start that in 3 months and 3 days and, whatever their timeline was. And like this other example I gave you, Macy, I would always do this. I would get my computer out and I would ask them a question. And this is all about their values, their goals, not mistaking cash flow for profit, managing your business. When can we start doing that the right way? These are the type of conversations I had with them. But the point is, when would you start? And the thing that they would always do is they would always give me a timeline, but it wouldn't be today, it wouldn't be tomorrow, it would be, sometime in the future. So I'd always get my computer out and I would Google something. How long does it take to build a house? And I would ask them before I'd turn my computer around and push play. I would ask them, I'd say, hey, how long do you think it takes to build a house? And they'd say, 2 years, a year, 9 months. I said, no, I said, but think about it. I said, if you, based on our conversation we're having now about you being successful, when are you going to start being successful? When are you going to start doing the things differently? When are you going to start stretching your comfort zone? In the terms of that, if you're a builder and you put your mind to it and you get the right people supporting you, how long would it take to build a house? And they would still say a year. Okay, fine, a year. So I would turn it around. And those of you that are out there, you can go do this. But what it does is it says a lot when it comes to how long it takes for change, how long it takes to be different, how long it takes to implement the values, the visions, and more importantly, the purpose that we're driven for every single day. How long does that take? So I push the button, and literally under 4 hours, they build a house. And when you watch this video, you will be amazed at everybody working together. And when you're looking at this video, understand that now you got your finance team, you got your sales team, you got your marketing team, you got every single function of your business or in your life. So say you're not a business, but you're an employee, you're a sales manager. Now you have your salespeople. Now you have your supervisors. Now you have the different departments working with you and for you. And more importantly, you're standing for the success of the customer differently. This is when things really start to happen for people in their professional career, people in their business ownership career, and more importantly, people in their family career. When do you want to start to change? I always say to myself, look the man in the mirror. Look the man in the mirror, because that's where it starts for me. It starts with me looking the man in the mirror, telling that person, today is the day. Don't wait for tomorrow and don't think about yesterday. Yesterday's in the past, tomorrow's in the future. Today is the day. And go out and take little steps to improve and to start to meet the goals that you set forth. Those are the franchisees, Macy, to answer your question, that became very, very successful. Nothing. And once they got started, they would call me and they would ask me questions and I'd give them some advice, course correct. They didn't stop. They were like, holy cow, this is awesome. Because you can go through the motions in life, in a business, and get a result. Or you can take a step to say, hey, I'm going to be in this situation with this customer anyway. Why don't I take a few more minutes and show them a new product? Why don't I take a few minutes and help them build their credit? Why don't I take a few minutes and help them understand what their truly need, what their true need is? And they started doing this. And it was amazing the results they were getting. And they couldn't stop. I created monsters out there. And it was great because they went from the low average to leading the region, leading their performance teams. This is what I envision with Eagle Eye Brokers and every person listening to this podcast, whether you're in the professional setting, whether you're in business ownership setting or somewhere in between, we have a customized solution that will help each and every one of you stretch your comfort zone and really start to challenge yourself differently because it's a mindset. However, you cannot change your mind unless you know who you are. And that's where we start at Eagle Eye Brokers.
Awesome. Brian, thank you so much for giving us all your key takeaways from the industry and all the knowledge that you have from that experience of 30 years. I have a couple more parting questions for you here, just some words of wisdom to leave our viewers with. One question I have is, if you could go back and share one piece of advice with your younger self when you started in your career, what would it be?
Yeah. That's a good one. And I would tell my younger self, you don't know everything. Okay? You don't know everything. Stop. Enjoy your surroundings. Listen more. Understand that people are different. Every single person is different. Every single person has different values. Every single person has different goals. And every single person has a different purpose. So don't try to mold your vision and your values and your purpose into every single person. Listen and learn from people, especially learn from the people that are different from you, because that's where the true learning is. It's easy to learn or to be comfortable around like-minded people, but when you can be around folks that are diverse, that are different, and have the courage to zip your lip and listen and learn, that's what I would tell that younger person, is that you're not always going to be right. You don't always have the right answer. Calm down, be present, and listen to those around you, because you might just learn something. That's what I'm telling.
Perfect. And just as a final parting thought here, what are some words of wisdom or advice that you have for business owners and or aspiring franchisees that want to achieve this long-term success and the legacy wealth that we've been talking about this whole episode?
Yeah. So, you know, some advice is understand that tomorrow's never guaranteed and you'll never get back yesterday. Knowing that, do the best you can today with the goals and the purpose that you have written down for you, your family, and your business. And stay true to that. And maybe ask yourself, what can I do different today than I did yesterday to get a better result? Smile, always smile, understand that customers, yes, They can be painful at times. However, the foundation for results are the relationships that we have with not just our customers, but the relationships we have with everyone around us. I have a goal every day to say, man, did I do today, or did I do yesterday what I said I was going to do in the morning when I looked myself in the mirror? And if the answer is yes, I smile. And the biggest, one of the biggest things I'll leave you with, Macy, is this. The human race is brutal. The human race is brutal. I don't worry about what people say about me. I don't worry about what people think of me. In social media today, it's very tough. I understand that. I care about what me, my family, and my business associates all agree on and formulate a plan and execute that plan. Because how can people always say great things about situations and people they don't understand? I told you, you asked me earlier, what would you tell your younger self? I tell my younger self, I told you that I would listen and learn from those I don't understand. Because I would generate opinions about those people and they were false opinions. And that's what I would tell every single person out there, is understand the difference between perception and perspective. Perception is what we think of other people. Perspective is when we put the shoes, their shoes, on our feet and walk a mile in them. That's the difference. Because that's the only way that we will truly understand who those people are before we can just automatically draw a conclusion and a perception about someone. That's what I would say to him, Macy. Thank you for having me on the show.
Ryan, and thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate all the insightful knowledge you've given us today and letting us take a step in your shoes here. If you want to see more from Eagle Eye Brokers, be sure to follow and subscribe below. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.